O Holy Spirit of God, help us to become masters of ourselves, that we may be the servants of others. Take our ears and hear through them. Take our minds and think through them. Take our hearts and set them on fire with love for you. Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated. God's story is our story. Scripture is our story. As Christians, we can find meaning for our life story in Scripture, in the great narratives of God's saving acts. As Christians, we focus on Jesus Christ, his teaching, his life with the disciples, his journey to the cross, and finally, his death and resurrection. One of my favorite contemporary spiritual writers is Alan Jones, who used to be the dean of Grace Cathedral in San Francisco. And in one of his books, he joins a tradition of spiritual writers through the ages who remind us that all of us can find our own faith journey mirrored in the lives of Christ and the disciples. All of us have times of excitement and new birth in our lives. All of us have periods of growth and development. And all of us, if we've lived long enough, have times of wilderness as well. We have our own particular deaths and resurrections, our own Good Fridays and Easter mornings of new life. In his book, Soul Making, Jones describes three turning points that link us to the first disciples. These could be seen as turning points, perhaps crises of faith, but he calls them three conversions, opportunities for conversion. And he calls the first one meaning, to find meaning. The second one, betrayal. And the third one, absence. When we were new Christians, when we first turn to God and Jesus Christ, when we experience our first conversion, we find new meaning in Jesus Christ. Everything is new and fresh, full of excitement and possibility. For the disciples, this first conversion, this first turning point, meant literally leaving their old lives, everything, their boats, their livelihood, their nets, their families. They left everything behind to follow Jesus. For us, the first conversion may have been a long process, or it may have been a single moment. For most of us, this first conversion is fairly easy, light, and full of joy. The second one is harder. The second turning point, the second conversion, as Jones calls it, is around the theme of betrayal. And it is this turning point that is graphically portrayed in Peter's encounter with Christ in today's gospel. Remember, Peter had left his nets and followed Jesus joyfully in this heady experience of new life. I imagine that Peter felt that with Jesus he could handle anything that came his way. Jesus had brought new meaning and purpose into his life. But now something new was happening. Jesus was turning toward Jerusalem, and things were heating up for his followers. What had started out as a joyful pilgrimage with Jesus was becoming a funeral procession to the cross, and Peter did not like it. I imagine that Peter was frightened by Jesus' startling revelation of what had to happen. And I imagine that he might have felt betrayed, that he just could not understand why Jesus, his Jesus, would have to suffer and die. God forbid it, Lord. This must never happen to you. St. John of the Cross, much later than the Gospels, wrote of this experience of the disciples. This is in the Middle Ages. Calling it the dark night of the senses, or the dark night of the soul. That's night with a N-I-G-H-T, not K-N-I-G-H-T. He experienced this second conversion as a place of darkness and numbness, a time of waiting, stagnation, of being stuck. Think of Mother Teresa, who spent most of her ministry in that place, and yet she continued. If you have had a dark night of the soul, you will know that in that time, many of the feelings that we have with our first conversion, the joy, the peace, the connection with God, are gone. How many of us have been through times like that and felt like there was something wrong with us when we did not feel connected to God? How many of us have had things happen in our lives that turned our idea of God upside down? Jones tells us that if more of us knew about that spiritual tradition in the church, about the dark night of the soul, we might save ourselves a great deal of needless pain and anxiety and use our energy instead for what he calls soul making. It might help us to know, he says, that when things are hard and we feel abandoned, we are going through a well-documented process and traveling a path that many have covered before us. Peter was at a turning point. He had to choose. Peter had to choose whether to stay with Jesus, even though he was frightened and confused, even though he could not understand what Jesus was planning to do. Jesus said, "If any want to become my followers, let them deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me. For those who want to save their life will lose it, and those who lose their life for my sake will find it." This is the work of the second conversion. To find meaning in our own suffering by connecting it to Jesus and the disciples, even when, especially when, we feel as though we have completely lost our spiritual bearings. Now, when I'm talking about suffering, what I don't mean is unnecessary suffering. I'm not suggesting that people stay in abusive relationships, for instance. Too many Christians over the years have interpreted taking up your cross those words to justify unnecessary suffering. But when we cannot escape suffering, or when we freely take on suffering for the good of others out of love for God, our suffering finds meaning in the cross of Christ. Peter had come to a turning point. He had to choose. And Peter chose to stay, to continue following Jesus. 6 days later, he went up the mountain and saw Jesus transfigured by the glory of God. Peter stayed with Jesus on the journey to Jerusalem, to the Garden of Gethsemane. And there, his fear took over again. He denied Jesus 3 times, as Jesus had foretold. But Peter is a great model for all of us because his fear was transformed by Christ into the greatest faith. After the resurrection, Peter found himself forgiven, loved, and free to spread the good news of the resurrection. All of this is good news for us. Wherever we are on our own individual journey of faith, we can draw strength from those who have gone before. And when we suffer, we know that God has suffered too, and that God suffers with us. We know that Jesus Christ gave himself to that suffering out of love for us. So when we suffer, we know that we are loved by God, and we need not be afraid. We know that God always has the last word, and that word is love. Amen.